You heard me. God gives the first instructions. Genesis chapter 3. It was a beautiful morning in Southern California. We had been living in our new rental house for about 6 weeks, and I decided that I would take my youngest two out to find the local library while my oldest was in school. On our way out the door, I thought, I need to run a load of towels through the washing machine. I'll just throw those in and they'll be ready to dry when we get home in an hour or so. But as I walked into the laundry room, I had this unusual thought. I shouldn't run the washing machine while I'm away from the house. It was so strange because I've left the house while the washing machine was running hundreds of times in my life. Nah, it's fine. What could happen? I thought. I grabbed the towels from the basket and threw them in, then added some detergent and started the cycle. I had no idea that the hose that connects the washing machine to the drain would come loose and pour gallons of water all over the house. Or that water would flood into the kitchen and the garage and the hallway into the bedroom. Or that it would soak the carpet and cause such a huge mess. But God knew. Here's the thing. When God speaks to us, it doesn't always make sense from our perspective. We might even ignore it. But this place of uncertainty is where the enemy sneaks in. The first attack on the hearts of humanity was an attack against the voice of the Lord and our ability to hear and understand him correctly. After God made the garden and placed Adam and Eve in it, he gave them specific instructions. He told them they could eat from any tree except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, "Don't eat this fruit because then you will know both good and evil. You will become like God, and then you will know what it means to be unlike God." So, very simple directions, hard to miss if you ask me. But one day, Adam and Eve walked a little too close to that particular tree. Scripture says the snake, our enemy, was crafty. And from the tree, he asked Eve, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Eve knew the answer. She replied, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." But the snake went on to cause her to doubt. He made her question. And do you know, he tries to get us to fall for the same thing Eve did? It is his oldest tactic to pull our hearts away from truth by asking us, "Did God really say? Did you really hear God say that? Are you sure? Do you really hear the voice of the Lord?" And we begin to wonder, did he? The promptings of God in our life, like, "Don't run the washing machine when you're away," or "Encourage that other mom in the store," or "Throw an extra change of clothes into the diaper bag," don't come with the same kind of consequence that Adam and Eve experienced when they ate the forbidden fruit. But they are still important to follow. Each instruction that God gives us is calling us down the best path to our future. It's not uncommon for God's people to wonder if those little nudges are really from the Lord. But the beautiful truth is, the more we respond to these promptings, even when we don't understand them, the more we will train our hearts to listen for God's loving direction in all situations. Today,